Welcome, welcome. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to another episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. What a joyous day for all of us. Thanks for tuning in today. And you all, it's finally October.
Yay!
This is the month that Z and I really come to shine. We have some fun, spooky episodes coming up. I was just thinking about them this morning. We have so many good eps coming up this month. You're definitely going to want to tune in. Possibility of some new and special guests. Our monthly parenting chat sesh. But today, it's all about a missing woman. We are going to do what we love to do best, which is probably talk some shit and also speculate wildly.
Yeah.
So, probably going to want to hit pause, recommend to a friend, tune in together so you can live text chat it back and forth about how nuts it is. Z and I will wait right here. Z, do you have a show and tell for us today?
I do, and I didn't realize that I would be consuming it as we were talking, but I
am.
Okay, so I'm talking today about Seek protein, but it's spelled weird because it's Seek, but it's with a Q. So it's S-E-E-Q.
Tell us. Yes. Tell us about it.
So this is a protein. And I actually hate protein shakes. I do protein shakes as coffee creamer, okay? But I can only do like a third of the like little shakes. And so it ends up being nothing. I mean, it's something, but it's like nothing, right?
Yeah.
This Seek is a clear protein. And so what that means is you put a scoop in with your water and ice and you shake it up and you let it sit for like, I think they say, it's either 30 seconds or maybe it's, let's say a minute and 30 seconds. You can read the label. It's written right there. We'll also link the website. But you let it sit for a second and then it's clear. Not 100% clear, but it's clear as in like, okay, so I got the mango pineapple. So mine is mine is what you would assume that if you poured a mango pineapple water enhancer in your water, this is what it looks like. So it looks just like a water enhancer. So it has like a little, they have like a blue raspberry flavor as well. So that one is obviously like more blue. And then they have a strawberry lemonade one. And that one's like pinky, right? But they're clear.
Sure.
They're clear. And when you drink it, they taste clear. Let me preface, let me explain, I guess. Let me explain
the taste of clear. Thank you. Yes, please do.
Well, I mean that in terms of protein. I mean, they taste clear because protein to me is like very chalky, right? So this protein tastes like literally how I explained how it looks like a water enhancer. It tastes like a water enhancer.
So it doesn't have that like weird proteiny taste is what you're
it
saying.
It doesn't. Now it does. I will 100%. I'm going to tell you it has a tiny. Now Roberta was like, I don't love the aftertaste. I don't notice.
Okay.
I don't notice. I could see how there would be a smidge of an aftertaste, but it's not chalky. It doesn't coat my mouth. It doesn't coat my tongue. It doesn't coat my belly. I can actually drink it. So I just went on a run before we started recording. And right now I have 32 ounces with one scoop. It has one or zero. It might be 0 grams of sugar. I can't remember. It's either one or zero. I think I wrote it down.
It's no, I didn't. According to the website, it's zero. Love everything it. I'm seeing.
22 grams of protein. Aurora loves this. So this is perfect for the kiddos. I stopped buying protein powder a long, long time ago because I really liked Beach Bodies. I signed up for Beach Body, and you know how they have you have to buy any
Shakeology or whatever. Yeah.
So you have to buy the shakes with it. So I bought the shakes with the first go around. I ended up buying another round of the shakes, and I did the Young Living powder for a while, and it's like okay, but I can't get through that much liquid.
No.
With the Seek protein powder, I can because again, it tastes clear. But I mean by that, I just mean it tastes like water. Like it feels like water. Are full. So
that's good, I did it's drink protein, this. So it should do that.
Exactly. So I did drink this the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, the first day that I had this. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fucking good. I want to have more. But I got distracted, thankfully. And like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, I'm glad that I didn't go ahead and like chug 3 bottles of this. Yeah. Because I felt like in the moment, I was very thirsty. Again, because I'm drinking this after my runs. This is like an after, because I'm not good at getting protein in just in general, but I'm certainly not good about getting it in right after I exercise, because I'd rather die than eat immediately afterwards. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's upset belly central. So no
thanks. Exactly. Exactly. So again, I was like, oh, I'm gonna make another one. I didn't. And yes. So try it. I love it. I am going to send Amy the link. She is going to put it in the show notes per usual, but it is the best protein powder that I've ever tried. And again, I've liked other protein powders, but this is one that I can actually drink. Like most of the time I'm like, oh, this is such a good protein shake. And I take like 3 sips of it and I put it in the fridge.
I can't drink protein shakes either. And I've tried the most proteins like chocolate, vanilla, whatever. I've tried the fruity ones and the aftertaste just kills me. I can't do it. So I have to like throw it in like a smoothie or put it in something that I'm going to hide it. And that's always also a lot of work. But I did look at their website. They do have sample packs you can order, which is why I stopped buying protein powder, because a big, huge tub of protein powder is a commitment. So
yes, it's samples. $45 of the same flavor.
Right. And what if you hate it? And then you're sad because now you've spent $45 and it's going to sit in the back of your cupboard and nobody's going to drink it.
What if you loved it for the first 12 scoops and then on day 14, you're like, I simply cannot mango pineapple yet
any longer. Right. I get it. But they do have sample packs. It looks like they're sold out right now, but you can say like, notify me when the sample packs come back.
I was actually gifted
oh, yeah?
this through like a sponsorship thingy. Oh, well, that's nice. I know.
Win-win, because now you like it.
I know. So I'm excited to hear that they have a sample pack, because I, in fact, will also be getting the sample pack. I love the mango pineapple. I will say, like, it's delicious. And if you're using it as a water enhancer, like,
which I already use. So I do too. Why don't you already put protein in it and then you're getting your protein for the day?
I know. Exactly. Exactly. Like, make your water really, really count. And I could even put a tiny bit of salt in with it to like really just mineral
electrolyte drink.
Yeah. Whoa. Ooh, I bet it would be good with salt. Anyways, true crime. We should do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Why not? We're here. You're here. Let's make this count, shall we? We are covering the mysterious disappearance of Lydia. She goes by Dia, so to all of her friends and stuff, Abrams, which I love that nickname, by the way. I think that's super cute.
Dia, it's adorable.
I know. She was 65. She mysteriously went missing in June of 2020, so not very long ago. Her last known location was, you know, no big deal, her 117-acre ranch in the San Jacinto Mountains. She sounds like a lady I'd want to be friends with.
I would want to befriend her and grow a small crop of marijuana on her farm and then possibly have a she shed out there somewhere where we read books together, because she sounds like that kind of a person. And maybe we braid flower crowns.
Oh my gosh. You and Dia are going to have
somebody else is going to have my kids, because my kids are not in this scenario. Obviously.
They're not invited to my 65-year-old bestie's house. She's a 65-year-old millionaire, first of all. And there's some ins and outs, which, you know, Miss Dia's got some issues going on, but she's a 65-year-old millionaire. She is a widow. And she also has a boyfriend, fiance, boy situation that we're going to hear about. He's not a boy. He's like 90. I don't know. He's like 75. but she lives on this big ranch with her fiance.
Your parents are going to be so offended.
I know.
Mark taught you better than that. Mark, listen, we can be friends. My potty mouth isn't everything. I try to keep the people in line.
But listen, Keith is older than my parents, so maybe I can say that and get away with it. But okay. According to reports, he was the last person to see her alive. And the tricky little point is that during all of this time, Dia's also signing a series of property transfers, which is very suspicious. So we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, but before we can do that, we got to rewind a little bit to kind of talk about the ins and outs of what's happening with Miss Abrams. She is a whole telenovela. Like, there's just a lot happening.
Oh, so, my goodness. Have you seen Jane the Virgin?
I have watched some of it. I recently started watching it because I didn't watch it when it was on, but...
Me either. I just watched it couple months ago. You said telenovela, and yeah. I cannot. And Roberto, my Mexican husband, like, he straight up is Mexican. Like, he was in... if you're a new listener, he lived in Mexico. And yes, exactly. He has his dual citizenships. My kids have both their Mexican and their American passports. He was the one who suggested it to me. Sorry, this is such a fucking sidestep. He was the one who suggested it to me. And now I want to watch more telenovelas. But I also, they speak so quickly and I don't want to have to read the whole time because I do have this small baby. And so I don't, anyways.
Maybe you could use that to help improve your Spanish. I don't know.
Ooh, I'm certain that that's the kind of Spanish that my husband wants me to be using on a daily.
I bet it is. I bet it is.
Those are the words and phrases he wants me to learn.
He wants the drums every day.
he doesn't get enough in English.
He needs it in Spanish. Both languages. You know, keep it fresh. She's got a lot happening. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. So 3 weeks before all of this happened, 3 weeks before she disappears, a realtor was showing her home because she had put it up for sale. Try and keep up. There's a lot. Speed up to 3 weeks later. This is the day she goes missing. So she puts her house up for sale. 3 weeks later, she goes missing. You can see her on the doorbell cam video delivering cinnamon rolls to a neighbor. Which,
again, this is why I need a she shed on her property because I love cinnamon
rolls.
She's
like making baked goods. She's the best. And about five and a half hours before the last time somebody said that they saw her. This is the last actual evidence we have of her being alive, is that door cam footage. Enter into the chat our major player, Keith Harper. He's 74. He lives on the ranch with her. He describes himself as Dia's companion, maybe boyfriend, maybe fiance. There's a little bit of speculation.
It's a very old person thing to call somebody your companion.
Yeah. I mean, when you're that old, like, it sounds like he's been married several times and she was married previously. So maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's different
Fair
when
enough.
You're
Sometimes
on
I call
your third or fourth partner. I don't know.
A lot of times I call Roberto my partner, not sometimes. A lot of times I call him my partner because I feel like we're partners in life, but old people get angry about that sometimes because they're like, oh, the gays. Rah! So maybe that's why he says companion, because he's not secure enough in his masculinity.
It could be to call it a partner or, yeah, whatever. Keith, get with it. So according to Keith, he had been out mowing at the time, and he said that Dia told him that she had something she needed to talk to him about. He gets He gets an ominous text from her around 4:30 that day that says, Harper, which I think is interesting if he's your boyfriend, you're calling him by his last name. Maybe, I don't know, they're old and they're rich, so I guess they
Some
can do whatever they want.
People are like that, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be called by my last name, though.
Me either. I do find that to be incredibly odd, but then
yeah, I'm not a fan.
Some people are just like that. I have some people are just like that. Multiple names with multiple people. I think it's fucking weird, but you do you.
I got it too. So she sends him a text. Now this is according to him because we do not have the text records, but in the text it says, Harper, you cannot save me from all things. You believe you can, you cannot. He says that's all the text sends. Where's the text? I don't know. He deleted it. He accidentally put it in his Facebook status. I don't know. Like, you know, old people, they don't know how to use phones. So who knows? So he gets that text from her. He's out mowing. She says she has something she wants to talk to him about. He gets that weird text. He gets back to the house around 7:00. So a few hours later, like 3 hours later, there's no sign of Dia. She also had left her truck, her keys, and her purse behind. leaving Keith to conclude that she was just somewhere on the property. I mean, it's like 116, 117 acres. So, like, there's a lot of places that she could be.
Speaking of the property, they met on a dating website called farmersonly.com, which is, like, probably my favorite piece of information.
Is that a common thing in
Texas? Oh, my God. Do you not know the theme song?
No. We don't have, I don't know. I mean, we have farmers here, but it's not, like, I wouldn't consider Ohio to be, like, full of farmers.
And you probably also don't know who Jim Adler is. Texas Hammer.
No.
It's just one of those. It's just
like,
I'm sure
it's like a lawyer. He's a lawyer, isn't he?
The Texas Hammer. No, okay. So it's just one of those things. So Farmers Only is Grindr, it's Tinder, it's Bumble. It's for the farmy farms. Actually,
hilarious.
One of my dear friends met his girlfriend who I'm pretty, I don't, maybe they're getting married. Maybe they are married. I need to catch up with AJ. Yeah, whatever. They're doing great. But yeah, they met on Farmers Only.
I love that. I feel like they're potentially.
But that's the theme song is farmersonly.com. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Why are they not calling you to cover this on your socials? Because I really think you need to be the spokesperson for farmersonly.com because your husband is indeed a farmer and he's not a farmer and you're not married to a farmer. So maybe that's why.
So far from.
You're a different demographic, right?
He's
anti-farming. City. He only eats synthetic things. Just kidding, Roberto. You're incredible. Okay. You're fantastic. But I feel like there are more cases we can cover from farmersonly.com. There's got to be some more weird.
I could look into it for us, to be
weird
honest.
Weird connections.
I'm going to write this down. I'm going to write it down. This is an idea. I'm going to do it. Okay.
Anyhow, Dia and Keith had planned to get married, according to Keith. And he would talk about how he proposed to her on the property, but those close to her questioned that story and said that Dia never mentioned any plans to get married. Super suspicious. We don't like that. So now we've got two kind of uh-oh feelings. He's got this weird, mysterious text message he can't produce. And he said, no, we're getting married. And nobody else really knows about the situation. There's another leading man in this case, okay? And he's her son. Surprise, surprise. Her son's name is Clinton, and they're on the outs, okay? So she has two kids. She's a widow, like I mentioned earlier. She has two adult children, a son and a daughter. The son said he was told by one of the neighbors that his mother was missing, so he gathers up some of his friends to help search for his mom, and we're going to come back to him. Catching everybody back up to speed, Dia's missing. Both the hubby, boyfriend, dating person, partner, companion, whoever, and the semi-estranged son are out searching for her. But then this happens on what, like a Saturday or something? On Monday morning, searchers are kind of surprised because less than 48 hours after she goes missing, Keith says,
peace out, motherfuckers.
I gotta go. I got a meeting I have to attend to in another state. I gotta go return some library books. It's super important. I'm out of here. Honestly, that's gonna surprise me too. Like, what the actual fuck? She's definitely missing at this point. Cancel your meeting, bruh. Like, there's no need for a meeting. Let's go home.
I think they'll get it. Should you not be helping around the farm? Because I'm certain there are tasks to be done that she would have. You could bake some cinnamon rolls for the searchers.
For the neighbors or the searchers,
Yes. If she had 116 acres, I'm pretty sure she had some type of farm life or crops in some. I mean, she had land at least to take
care of. They met on Farmers Only, so she's got some sort of farming ranch situation going on, and there's always work to do on the farm, okay?
Exactly.
And your girl's missing. So maybe you stick around and you look what's going on. But there's other things about Dia's supposed boy toy that gave those who knew her a little bit of a concern, including that he has a criminal past. He'd been convicted of 2 counts of unlawful sexual conduct while he was living in Colorado. He said the charges were from an incident where he reached around a woman on a snowmobile to try and gain control of the vehicle. I'm not falling for that trick again, okay? That's one, fool me once. But then in the other one he actually pled guilty to was third-degree assault in 2002. So this happened in 2020, so we're talking like 18 years prior, when his second wife made some allegations. However, Harper insists that the charges had been dropped due to lack of evidence, despite the fact that he apparently pled guilty. All these things would also cause me concern if I found a friend of mine was shacking up with this dude. I would be concerned.
I would be too. So Clinton, the son, he also said when he arrived at the ranch after his mother had vanished that he discovered it looked like one of the doors to her bedroom had been smashed. The trim was all cracked. It was clearly kicked in from the outside, in his words. Right. And he later found a handwritten note inside the bedroom suggesting that she had been afraid for her life. Police also, yes, where's this fucking note? Police also discovered 2 shell casings on the front porch and drops of blood on a sheet in the bedroom. Harper told them that the blood was likely from a skin condition that he had that caused him to bleed easily. And he believed those shell casings were from firing a .22 to frighten a coyote away. Like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Especially with the door being smashed in, the note being left. Yeah,
what
definitely.
What a coincidence.
I mean, all those things could be true because the older that you get, the thinner your skin does get.
That's true.
At 65, my parents' skin isn't that thin, though.
Not that it sounds like there's maybe he's claiming some other, but what, like you're a leper? Like, I don't understand what disease, and I'm sure there are, I'm not a doctor, but what disease out there is just making you like bleed drops of blood? Exactly. It's a lot of stuff that's
exactly
connecting.
We're not saying that couldn't be truthful, but just when you put it with everything together, sounds like you're lying. The Riverside County Sheriff's Office declined to comment other than to say that it was an active investigation and they were fully aware of conflicting statements given by Mr. Harper. They named him a person of interest, yet Harper believes there's another person who wanted to do Dia harm, and that would be her son, Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay, so Clinton described his relationship with his mother as troubled and said he hadn't spoken to her much since his father had died. Before her death, those close to the both of them say they had been at odds about money, which not a good luck.
The number one odds that people are going to be at is usually about money.
Well, yeah, and that's also what people kill each other over. Mm-hmm. So Harper says he told the police that Clinton had threatened his mother and that Dia believed her life was at risk and in danger. After their father's death, Clinton, the son, and his sister had gained control of the family trust, and they were supposed to use portions of it to pay their mother's bills. Dia had filed a lawsuit in which she claimed the bills weren't getting paid. Clinton denied that, saying they were up to date.
That seems like a really easy problem to solve. If he's saying they're up to date,
let's see the records.
Right. There's just so many things in this case, I feel like, and some of it could be like speculation. We don't have all the information, all the things, but okay. Well, if she sent you a text message, where's the text message? If you guys are engaged, why is she not saying that you're engaged? If you, why are you, don't you have the bills that show like, okay, this is current. Here's my receipt, whatever. But get this, just 2 weeks before she vanishes, Dia seemingly signed over her legal decision-making, including power of attorney, to Keith Harper and a woman named Diana Fetter, who was a friend of Dia's. There were also reports saying that Dia had planned to change her will and write her kids out of it because of the way they were treating her. But it kind of sounds to me like the kids have all of them from when the dad, like her ex-husband died and the father of her children, they got all the money. Like, why did they get all the money and she didn't get all the money? It could be like a prenup type of situation. I'm not really sure how that works, but there
is an LLC situation.
Maybe like if he made all his money in some sort of a business, he put it in a trust. Like that is a possibility. Clinton insists that he would never threaten or harm his mother, and he had nothing to gain from his mom's disappearance, which if he had control of the family trust, maybe he didn't have anything to gain, except there's probably money, property, inheritance, like other things that are related aside from just the family trust. I would think when you have a lot of money, you usually have a lot of other things, property, different things. But cool. That's where we are. So we've got two gentlemen who could be involved and still a missing lady. We don't know where she is.
I'm with you on the, you brought it up when you were like, why don't we have the actual text messages?
Yeah.
Why don't we have the bills? Where's the note that Clinton was concerned about saying that, you know, she was worried for her life. Where are any of the text messages?
Right.
Where's the phone bills? Where's anything like that? Mm-hmm. To me is all very crazy that it seems like it's a very he said, she said type bullshit. And that
yes.
just doesn't make any sense to me. There's got to be some sort of actual concrete evidence. It shouldn't be third or fourth hand knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I also, I don't think that there isn't anything that he wouldn't gain from his mother's disappearance. Like they had a lawsuit and lots of discontent between them. So if anything, it would get rid of the lawsuit.
True.
And
true.
Shut her the fuck up so he could do whatever he wanted with the rest of the inheritance. Instead
if
of having
in fact,
to pay for her
right,
bar.
If that in fact was his plan, because maybe that wasn't his plan. Maybe he was paying her bills all along and she wasn't happy because he wasn't giving her money for other stuff. Who knows? Like money,
that's
I'm
true.
Telling you, it's like the number one thing that everybody hates everybody else over. It's really, really hard. But I concur with the weird things that you said that you think are weird because I also think they're weird. And I also feel like this is such a strange case. Keith and Dia aren't married. So I don't think he could have gotten any of her things. But now he has her power of attorney. So maybe for some of those things. But I'm fairly certain that unless you're married, like legally on a piece of paper, if you die, your stuff goes to like your next of kin, which in this case would be her children. But when you're 65, I don't know.
Why did they test the blood to see whose blood it was? I just thought of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question, Detective Z. There's no sé. No sé.
Nobody asked me what they thought we should do next. And my thought is test the blood.
Yeah, it's 9 a.m. I haven't even finished my first cup of coffee. I have a slight head cold, and I'm here to say that I thought of that pretty fucking easily. So right. I don't understand anything that's happening with this case.
There's a lot of like mysterioso happening that nobody knows about, and there doesn't seem to be answers. And oftentimes when we're researching a case, you'll find things that will say there was no proof of such and such, or this happened, or they had the receipts for this, they didn't have the receipts for that. And I feel like in this case, it's like, well, he said there was a text message. Okay, but why are we not seeing that text message? Like,
yes,
what's happening?
He said there was a note, but where was the note?
Well, you threw it away. Like,
say they saw blood. What blood was it? Was it fucking deer blood? Like, well,
right.
Was it
coyote blood? If they're shooting
was it
coyotes
a boy
to
blood?
Scare them.
Was it girl blood? Like, what was it? Was it period blood? I don't know.
Right. Somebody cut their hand while they were working on the farm. Who knows? There's so many
exactly.
questions. So Z, the ultimate question, who done it? What do you think?
I think it was the boyfriend.
Why?
Because he left the Monday afterward.
It is really suspicious. But also, here's the other thought I had for that.
He didn't also seem super helpful. Like, he didn't seem unhelpful, but he didn't seem like,
he like
oh
helped
my gosh.
Like, a little bit, and then was like, I'm kind of bored. I don't really know that I want to help with this anymore.
Yeah, sucks she's gone. I'm going to figure out where I'm going to live now.
return some stuff to Party City. I gotta go. Like, well, I just don't understand the, that is very suspicious. I also think it's suspicious that he was like, no, we were engaged. And her friends were like,
No, you weren't.
Like, that.
We didn't know that. So if you were, that's
right.
What if she's one of those people? So hear me out. We have this cousin, love her. She likes to keep things very secretive and was basically like married before we all went to her wedding, but like she was dating this guy for like 3 years before she wanted to publicly tell people.
And I can see that. It also sounds like Keithy Poo has some criminal
history. They were
history.
Getting engaged, I think, when she started telling people, because she didn't want people to be like, who's this stranger that you're getting married to? She wanted to be able to say, and then she kept backing up the timeline. Oh, no, you met him in thus and thus. And I'm like, I certainly didn't.
I absolutely did not, because
I did not.
I would have noticed that weird shirt he's wearing. So no, that's me.
We live in this state, and we did not go to that state at that year. So a grammar police come at me, but whoop, straight to jail.
Okay.
I think it was the boyfriend, because he just was weird about the stuffs.
He was weird about the stuffs. I also think it could be the son. I also think
Diana
Fetter, who's the new power of attorney. We don't see her.
Oh, maybe she's shit.
She doesn't get mentioned.
Aw, shit, son. Aw, shit. No, it could be, though.
But hear me out. I think she got sick of all the annoying men in her life and she ran away to live alone forever.
Yes, but she already had that farm. Make them run away.
Fight, but now...
Get pigs and feed them to the pigs.
Yeah.
He already has a weird skin condition, so he could die for any reason and people might believe
true.
It. You right. should have given us you a know, call and we could have helped.
Those lethal skin conditions that everybody has.
That hasn't been bleeding all over the place.
Terminal psoriasis.
Right.
Sorry. And then the pig gets one sniff of that fresh blood and you're out of here, Keith. Sorry, buddy. I watched this really interesting show. It was actually very poorly written, but the storyline was really interesting. And it was talking about how it was all about people in the Holocaust. I promise that this has a point. And it was talking about this girl who was essentially like the Harriet Tubman of the Holocaust. And she was helping to save all of these children. And there was no record of her dying. Like, it just said like, and she died in the Holocaust, but there was no body. There was no recollection of her dying. And in the story, they were
sad.
Like, what if she didn't die? Like, what if she escaped and she got away and she didn't die at all? And she was
like Belle Gunness.
Exactly. And so what if Dia is like she the non-murdery Belle Gunness, who was like, fuck this shit and fuck these dudes and I'm out of here and I'm going to go live with my cinnamon rolls and my pigs somewhere else because y'all are annoying.
Hear me out. What if they were literally too good for this world, both Belle and Dia, for separate
True
reasons.
That.
I hope they're on separate planets because Belle is a murderous bitch, but that's okay.
Right, and she would definitely kill anybody who tries to come live on our planet. That's for sure.
So what if their alien friends just decided that they should be with them at all times and now they're in their pockets? They're just their side pocket companions.
Oh my gosh. Did you know, also speaking of this episode is off the rails, but guess what? we're done talking about the case. So now we have to talk about how all it relates to all these weird other shit. I was watching a TikTok on the 22nd, and it just kind of came on my like For You page or whatever. And this guy was talking about how on September 22nd, on the 25th, there was supposed to be a rapture. I don't know if you knew this. It was supposed to happen on the 25th. I don't think it did, or it did, and I'm still here. And that's why, like, and I just didn't notice.
I always have this weird fear because my husband is Catholic and he actually, he's a minister. He's a thingy.
You've said you think maybe he's a deacon. He's something, but yes. Okay.
He's of the church, right?
Yes.
So I, this weird, and I am a fucking heathen, I guess. I'm conflicted.
You are not of the church. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I am. He says that I'm a deist. So I believe in a superior being, but I don't necessarily like,
what is that? Like agnostic?
Yes.
You don't believe there's nothing, but you believe there's something, but you don't know what it is.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So something like that. Like, I just don't have all the details formulated. Anyways, sure. So, no, I had this weird belief that one morning, and he always drives. One day he's going to be driving us somewhere and he's going to poop and I'm going to be in the car.
He's going to get taken in the rapture and you're like, God damn it. And now how am I going to get over there and finish driving this car? You need to start driving from now on, because when Roberto gets taken in the rapture, we're in trouble.
For the first couple of days, I don't even think I would be that sad. I could deal with the locusts if they would take my husband and kids.
Just for a day. One day, okay? Like, bring them back.
More than a day. I need a day and a full night of sleep.
But this guy said that the rapture is coming, but his whole thing, which he looked like a very normal human being. And I'm like, well,
he wasn't the hair.
Who you're talking about. He's that guy that talks about aliens. But he was saying that all of the things that we're afraid of, that we think are evil and bad and like scary, like aliens and like cryptozoology, like Bigfoot and all this, are actually here to help us. And when the rapture happens, you're going to be able to see that it's like, okay. And those are the people that are here to save us and not. It was very bizarre, but it goes along with your theory of Belle Gunness and Dia Abrams, too good for this world. The aliens came and they said, you come live with us and we're going to get out of here.
I hope that my internet spy heard all that. And so it brings up that TikTok because
I had saved it to show everyone. Because now, boy, is his face red. Because here we are as you're listening to this.
Oh, October my gosh. 1st. I have a gift to send you. This is so off the rails, this fucking episode. I have a gift to send you. And maybe it'll be there, or it will eventually be there, and we can use it for one of our show and tells. Because I was going to say, maybe it'll be there by the time we do our next episode. But you know how I am with the mailing things. It could come in 2 days. It could come in 2 years. Who's to say? Not me.
The rapture's coming, so get on it. Need to do something about it. So Z thinks Keith kicked her out. He's responsible. I think she said, F this, I'm out of here. But who knows? It's another mystery. Another chance for us to speculate wildly. This was 3 years ago, so there's still no evidence of her body or being alive or not alive. We don't know. She's still missing.
And Keith Harper was the only one who was named as a person, not even a suspect, just a person of interest.
Right. And enough evidence, but I feel like there is enough evidence. I feel like that they should have done a little bit more searching, should have taken just an extra minute and taken care of that. But
maybe have like a little snacky snack before they just decided
about it.
To look into it again. Take a nap.
Take a little card out of Z's book. Do a little brain dump. Let's just think about what's
going on. Let's write it down. Get out your fancy pens. You know, write in different colors. It doesn't even have to be about the case. Let's, you know, do you need a shoe shine? Do you need your car cleaned out? Let's just make some lists.
And then eventually your brain might say, hey, maybe I should test
this case. This is important. Yeah.
I think I should
like
do something.
Like, find it.
Yes.
It didn't take very long. Just and a I'm brain not, dump, you I'm guys. Not all That's the all you smarts.
Need. You know, all have, you need is a good... A good color-coded felt tip pen, right? Like, that's all we need in life. You're going to want to come back next week because we're going to talk about a roundup of cults, and it makes my cold heart so happy. I cannot wait. We've not talked about a cult in a minute. You're not going to want to miss this episode because I'm finally talking about the cult that lives next door to me, y'all. I am slightly afraid that... Maybe you will never see me again after we do this episode, but I'm excited. You can find us on all the socials right here each week with you cuties. Until then, cover your tracks and watch your backs. Goodbye.
Make sure to air tag yourself maybe after.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. After that episode.
Love
Bye.
It.